Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us on the show as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show today. Today we have two guests. We have Rodeshawn Joseph, the Virginia Union defensive back, and we're also at 2 o'clock Eastern, we're going to have Torrey Dale, the Mississippi State defensive end. And it seems like we've always had a lot of Mississippi State kids. We've actually had a couple of Virginia Union kids. I think last year we had the Taylor kid, the offensive lineman, and a couple of years back, I want to say Andre Cates. I think he was another guest and also a Virginia Union kid. So, like I said, they definitely produce talent. And like I said, we always have having these guys on. With that said, second team CIAA defensive back led the team with 4 interceptions. And he was also 47
yes,
tackles. And I ain't going to lie, I always like seeing a defensive back that makes tackles. But with that said, Rodeshawn Joseph, we appreciate you taking your time today. Can you believe your time at Virginia Union's kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing to get your foot in the next level and play some NFL football?
Oh, yeah. Everything went pretty well at Virginia Union and everything. And I'm ready for the next level and everything, whatever it brings.
Nice. And for you, I mean – have you been playing football since an early age? I mean, if you were, playing Pop Warner, were you just a better athletic kid?
Yeah, I've been playing since age when I was 8 years old. My mother signed me up. I always play both sides of the ball, quarterback, running back, receiver, cornerback, punt return, safety. Won 2 Super Bowls.
Nice. Let us inside. What do you think off the top of your head were the most touchdowns you scored in one game as a Pop Warner Pee Wee kid?
I remember the game like yesterday. I scored 4 touchdowns against Davy Broncos.
There
you
go.
I scored 4 touchdowns
in
one game. Yeah.
That's how legends are made. So I'm curious.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you start to grow and emerge, and you know, growing up, I mean, you're going to play so many different positions through middle school and then going through high school. But kind of, how do you find yourself playing the defensive back role? How do you kind of emerge into that position?
It was kind of crazy. I was younger, I played like defensive end. Then one of my coaches always told me I was going to play cornerback when I got older and stuff like that. Then it's crazy when I got to high school, my brother played cornerback. So high school coaches did it. I was trying to play wide receiver, then they said I should have played cornerback like my brother. So I just ended up going to cornerback, and everything just went on from there.
And everything did go on for there. And for you, I mean,
yeah, everything.
I mean, I'm curious, I mean, coming out of high school, did you have other offers? What was it like, you know, in terms of, you know,
yeah,
what schools were looking at you?
Yeah, out of high school, if you guys got to have scout.com, you could must have top 5 was University of Florida, Kansas State, Auburn, Texas Tech. I had a lot of big schools. I ended up missing out my senior year of high school because I transferred, and it was a rule you can't transfer. I only played 2 games my senior year, so I ended up going to a Division I AA Florida A&M.
Oh, wow. So you definitely got a bizarre journey. So I'm curious, just that, how frustrating was it, man, with that last year of high school and the 2 games and kind of seeing those big-time offers kind of get swept under the rug?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. You know, it get rough at times and kind of lose hope, but you got to have faith and whatever. And my high school coach always kept me head up and kept me focused on everything. And my parents kept me focused, and my brothers, they loved to see me play. So that driven me and stuff like that, kept me driven and motivated.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Rodeshawn Joseph, the standout Virginia Union DB here on the C2P, and we're talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this particular show in its entirety, you know you can always listen to it at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page as well. How do you kind of end up at Virginia Union? I kind of always like to follow the journey
It was kind of weird because my head coach at Florida A&M, he ended up being an athletic director at Virginia Union. And then my high school head coach who coached me in high school at Boyd Anderson, he ended up being the head coach at Virginia Union. So that's how I ended up here. Yeah. It's just like it was destiny. It's almost like it was God's plan.
It definitely. And that's awesome. And I see a lot of variables, but, you know, watching the highlights and stuff that I could pick up from you, it looks like you have great length. I mean, what's your height and weight right now?
6 foot 1, 185 pounds right now at the time.
Yeah, see, that's perfect, man. Like I said, I mean, you could just tell you got those long limbs and
long legs and long arms.
that's what you want for the DB position. For you, I mean, kind of let's break down what scouts are going to love about you. I mean, I think we already established you have great length. I think that's a plus. But, I mean, what are those intangibles that you bring to the DB position that, you know, scouts are going to fall in love with if they're watching tape?
When they're watching the film, they should know that, like, my ball skills, route recognition, I'm a defensive back that's going to come up and tackle, make plays, and I just know football. Like, I played wide receiver, like, growing up at a young age, so I know route combinations, concepts. I watch a lot of film and things like that. And I just love getting the ball. I want to get the ball back to the offense.
Nice. And, I mean, the four picks, I think you had, like, 14 passes defended. I mean, you have great anticipation, I think, in the ball. How much do you kind of bait the quarterback into throwing your way?
Oh, yeah. Watch film a lot. A lot of times I play off coverage or whatever. I just play off coverage and bait them to throw the shorter routes and stuff like that. So when they throw the shorter routes, I jump it a lot of the time.
Nice.
Yes, I got a lot of that from Richard Sherman. Yes. Yeah, I got from Richard Sherman.
Richard's the guy you love?
Yeah, I love Richard Sherman. I watch him. I watch film. He said something. Get a quarterback, whatever they want to see, whatever. Give them the look that they want to see.
Nice. That's a great way to describe it too. Yeah. Let them feel comfortable, but be in control. You mentioned film studying. I think that's a big thing that scouts can't see. But are there some other quality intangibles that scouts won't be able to see on film that makes you a great prospect? I mean, could be leadership qualities, maybe weight room. With the scouts, because they do listen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm a type of very humble person. I'll work anybody on the field. I'm going to be the hardest worker. I'm a very type of very coachable player that listens all the time and stuff. I'm going to be the first one in the film room, the last one to leave. I'm going to be everything on time. I'm just the type of the player that you want on the football team that you could build with and start a great football team.
Nice. And you mentioned Richard Sherman, but, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? Or is there anyone that besides Richard that you kind of say, hey, I compare to this guy?
Yeah, a lot of people on my team, they call me, everybody call me Neon, Dion. That's why I wear the number 21. Everybody, that's my favorite player growing up looking for. So everybody, players throughout the conference and different my coaches, and everybody call me Neon, Dion, prime time. Patrick
Peterson, big shoes to fill, man.
Yeah, also,
oh, yeah, another great one. Yeah.
He's from the same place that I grew up in, Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay. All right. So, worked when Patrick was going through the draft process, we had him a lot on the show, and then actually we're fortunate enough to spend some time with him down in the Senior Bowl, even though he was a junior. At the time, his agent, Pat Lawler, was kind of working him out privately with some teams. So it was some exclusive fun stuff to be around. And what a great season.
Yeah.
Obviously,
And his dad,
have you ever met Patrick Peterson's father?
I met his dad before. His dad used to work out kids like in the area, Pompano Beach, Florida, to give him back to the community. His dad is a great guy and stuff like that. He used to do like little sessions for like $10 just trying to give back to the community and stuff like that.
Definitely. And if you see him, a lot of times you're like, which one's Patrick Peterson Jr. or Senior? Because he's so young, and he's so athletic looking. You got to kind of give a double take. Once again, Rodeshawn Joseph here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL with this young man and finding out what he brings to the table and why he could be a possible candidate for one of your teams out there in the NFL. April 27th through the 29th, Philadelphia this year, and the draft is quickly approaching. In terms of just kind of getting fit and kind of, you know, getting ready, obviously pro days right around the corner. I mean, Virginia Union Pro Day, are you going to work out somewhere else, and are you training at school?
I'm actually training down in South Florida at this dude named Goldfe Globin, and this dude named Tony Sands, and I'm training like a lot of different places in the area of South Florida. That's just the area for football. It's just a lot of places to train, a lot of trainers. You got to have Pete Bomarino's, Tevin Allen, Goldfe Globe. You have the place called Fick Factory. There's football all over in the South Florida area.
Yeah, there is a ton of football. Yeah, you mentioned Palmeritos. I mean, IMG. I mean, it's just, it is a factory of combine prep facilities. It is. Pro Day for Virginia Union, or are you going to work out at another school?
I'm also going to do Pro Day at University of Richmond, U of R. University of Richmond Spiders.
Oh, yeah.
That's a,
oh, yeah. That's a great opportunity, man. And it's a great opportunity to get your foot in the door. And Rodeshawn, this is a question. And I mean, sometimes you hear from coaches. Sometimes, you know, they kind of keep it quiet. You just might mention that they are around. But have you heard of any interest from any teams, or at least teams popping on campus or anything like that?
Yes, during the season, there's like a lot of teams coming out. St. Louis Rams, I think, had a really good thing with the Denver Broncos. There's a dude, the scout actually was from Florida. He's from close nearby where I stay in Florida, whatever. So me and him had a pretty good connection. And Buffalo Bills came by. We had a heap of teams, almost 16, 17 NFL scouts came through during the season and everything. And a couple of games the Colts came to the game, the Falcons, the Jaguars, they actually came to a couple of our games.
Wow, that's excellent, man. What's that like? Does that put a little pep into your step? I mean, kind of validate the hard work that you're doing out there?
It doesn't. When I see the scouts come to games, that's motivational or whatever. I always listen to Deion Sanders. He's always joking around saying, say yourself and close mouth don't get fair. So it just amped me up. I just get out there and just make plays and make me want to make plays even more. So I can create my own destiny. That's how I just say it like that. And just make plays.
Nice. Hey, man, that's the way to do it. Once again, Rodeshawn Joseph here on the C2P sharing some insight on who's showing interest in him, and that's always good stuff. Before we let you go, and we appreciate you stopping by today, we always like to just end the show on some lighter fun questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, do you have any game day superstition?
Before the game, whatever, I just read the Bible and stuff like that. I listen to a lot of music, and I think about things that me and my mom went through growing up as a kid, so that motivation to get myself self-driven.
Nice. There you go, man. Hey, Psalms 37:40 said, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart, man. So it's good you know you're reading the good word before each game. Kind of switch gears here. If you were hungry and you were inclined to take out any female celebrity with you, who are you going to invite out for a quick eat?
Any female celebrity probably would be Dej Lo. I take out Dej Lo.
Nice. How about this one? If we are doing this show in 2018, what Virginia Union player do you think we're going to have as a future NFL prospect?
2018, I would say it would either be Chaston McKenzie or LaVashe Kelly. They're pretty good young guys.
Excellent. And then the final question. Good. I'm going to keep my eye on him. You're my source. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes and paint jobs on cleats and spikes. If you could have your cleats or your spikes painted with a theme, what would you want on those?
My cleats, I would have Prime Time on them and the number 21 and Neon Dion. And I'll probably have them the same color as the Dallas Cowboys or either Virginia Union or something like that.
Nice, man. Well, hey, man, it was great to get to know you. I'm so glad. I mean, like I said, I've seen some things about you, but just to kind of get a one-on-one with you, this is what I love about doing the show. But, man, hey, man, best of luck on the Richmond Pro Day and, stay healthy training and just be blessed, man.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you, sir.
Once again, no problem at all. Once again, that is Rodeshawn Joseph, the Virginia Union standout. He was second team CIAA. And what I love about this, and you can kind of go back and look, I love a kid that's not afraid to kind of lay his head down and hit. 47 tackles, fifth on the team. And remember, he led the team in interceptions, so that means they're not throwing to him. That's the thing you got to look at this thing. You know, he talked about Deion Sanders. They never threw to Deion, so Deion never got to make any tackles. This kid had 47 of them, fifth on the team. And he was the guy that the opposing teams didn't want to throw to. So I just think that's something to think about. Again, if you missed any of this show with the standout from Virginia Union, Rodeshawn Joseph, simply log on to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.